one thing I discovered that was missing in my financial life, and chances are it's missing in yours too. That is coming up in today's episode. You did it. You have found your judgment-free zone, the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for women who want to become reinas of their money and love their dinero more. I am your host, Jen Hemphill, a former extreme frugalist turned reina of your money advocate. Each week, I'm going to help you rein your money like that queen that you are with inspiring interviews and panel discussions from La Comunidad Latina and with solo episodes sharing simple, actionable tips and strategies. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And now let's jump into today's dose of money confidence. Feliz año. ¿Qué tal? How's it going? I am thrilled to have you with me today. This is Jen Hemphill. And excitement is not large enough to describe what I feel about 2020 for you and I. You are probably going to hear a ton of ways, especially at the start of this year, to save more, pay off your debt more quickly, setting goals so you can win. And that's all fine and great. But I want to take it deeper today in an effort to uncover some insights that will help you move forward in a bigger way. Are you willing to go deeper with me today? I think I heard let's go, so let's do it. In today's episode, you're going to learn the one thing I struggled with, unbeknownst to me, because it was literally missing, as well as the cycle of making things happen in your life, and a killer tip to implement today to help you grow your belief. Recently, I was reading Everything is Figureoutable by Marie Forleo, and when I compare the successes I've had to the quote-unquote non-successes, there was one thing missing. The non-successes had a lack of belief. The belief was not there whatsoever, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. Notice that, like you, I'm still figuring things out. I'm growing and evolving, and I'm taking you along this journey. Granted, maybe for some of you, I'm a little more ahead, and that's fine, but I want to share with you that I'm still figuring some things out. I share this with you that there was that lack of belief or belief was missing because chances are there's a lack of belief in some areas of your life. I suspect that even in your financial life, since you're here with me today. As you know, I'm big on getting more confident in your financial life. After all, this podcast is all about getting you to become the reina of your money, right? I have also talked about the importance of mindset and how that affects our financial life. And like I just recently said, what I discovered was belief, and that was really the one thing I struggled with that was unbeknownst to me because literally it was missing. Now, the reality is that we weren't born into the world with a manual on how to manage our confidence, on how to manage our mindset or our belief. If we were born with this customized manual, which would be fabulous on how to deal with this and improve this, I think a lot of the self-help books would be off the shelves and not available on Amazon. Are you with me? Granted, you and I know there are tons of books to help in these three areas, like Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, The Magic of Thinking Big, Daring Greatly, Awaken the Giant Within, and we can just go on with a list of books that cover these areas. And the reality is that more books on this matter continue to be published because we will always need a reminder and a swift kick to get us back to being more confident, having a better mindset, and improving our belief. So what do each of these mean? What does confidence and mindset and belief? So according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of belief is something that is accepted, considered to be true, or held as an opinion. It's something believed. Then mindset means a mental attitude or inclination. And then confidence is a feeling of consciousness of one's powers or reliance on one's circumstances. So notice that belief is something that is accepted, considered to be true. Then mindset is a mental attitude. And then confidence is a feeling or a consciousness of what we can do, right? I wanted to make sure I define those because it's important on what we're talking about next. Belief, mindset, and confidence, they each have an impact on each other, and they tend to be intertwined as well at times. But one thing I realized this past year in my own journey, that even though I felt confident and my attitude or my mindset was pretty positive, I lacked belief in myself in certain areas of my life. Granted, I did have belief in other areas of my life. And I have found that belief is sneaky. We think we have got life figured out and then find ourselves running around in circles in certain areas of our lives, puzzled as to what we're doing wrong. For a long time, I was in the cycle of my thoughts leading to feelings, which led to an action, which in turn led to a result. When there was a lack of belief, the result wasn't one that was desirable. There was a result, granted, but it wasn't one that was desirable. And when belief was present, the result was so much better. So the cycle of what I just say, making things happen in your life, goes like this. You have belief that leads into a thought, and that thought leads to a feeling, which leads to a behavior, and that behavior in turn leads to a result. Granted, there can be the thought without belief existing. So it could be starting off the thought leading to the feeling, leading to behavior, leading to result. But as I mentioned earlier, that result may not be as favorable or desirable. Now, this cycle, I can't get credit for the cycle. I read this in the book that I mentioned earlier, Everything is Figure Outable by Marie Forleo. So let's illustrate this cycle in two ways. When there's a lack of belief and when there's belief present. So when there's a lack of belief, let's say there's a lack of belief in managing money well. Feeling of, I suck at money. I don't do well with money. I don't know how to handle money. So that's the belief, which leads into doing things or making choices that coincide with not managing money well. You following me? Like overspending, which then leads to the result of going over the budget and confirms in the end the belief that I suck at money. So that is the lack of belief. So let's say when belief is present. So let's illustrate this. So the belief can be that I manage money well, which leads to a feeling of I can do this even though I may not be perfect all the time, which then leads to the behavior or the action of being more aware of money and the money being spent, which leads to a result of spending less and maybe not going over the budget. So you see the two differences and how powerful belief can be. When there's a lack of belief, you can continue in that cycle and not achieving that result that you really want. I've also found and really confirmed just in reading and reflecting in my own life that belief tends to run our lives. Think about it. What we believe to be true about ourselves, our life, our world dominates us and runs us. I just showed it to you in some examples. And if we believe we aren't good with money, it leads to those thoughts, feelings, actions, or behavior that leads into the result of not making good decisions with money. So do you see the power of belief and why, if it's missing for you in certain areas of your life, why you need to improve this? By changing your beliefs, you can change everything else. Your thoughts, your feelings, which in turn changes your behaviors and improves your results. Now I want to turn the tables to you. What other examples can you think of? How has lack of belief shown up in your life? For me personally, the lack of belief has shown up in two ways. In my own personal life, I have struggled with weight issues. Yes, I have. Maybe I have not talked about it, but I have. And having gained weight and not being happy about it, and even though I felt confident in myself as a person, and my attitude, my mindset felt positive because I take myself to the gym, intend to eat for the most part healthy, nothing was happening to take that weight down. This has been going on for a long time. Or maybe there would be some weight loss, only that I would just gain it right back. What I realized was when I really truly allowed myself to be honest was that I lacked belief. I had already established over the time that the belief that no matter what I did, nothing was going to change. That was my belief. Or if I had a few cookies or chocolate, it was over. It didn't matter if I was confident in myself as a person or if I had a positive mindset. My belief and my body image was holding me back. And once I have realized this, I have seen progress and I have felt so much better. The other area that the lack of belief has showed up is in my business. Again, for the most part, I'm good in the confidence area and the mindset. At least I would hope so, as much as I preach how important your mindset is. From the outside looking in, my business looks good to you and others. You have seen or heard about my successes, but one thing I have struggled with is making those big, audacious dreams come to fruition. One of them being having a podcast live event. I have been waiting to do a podcast live event for years. I start moving forward with it and something happens inside and I freeze and nothing happens. Of course, confidence and mindset also factor in this. But again, when I am honest with myself, I realize that the biggest block is the lack of belief in myself and being able to carry this project successfully. Granted, you can sprinkle in some fear into this whole picture too. Since realizing the role lack of belief was playing in preventing me from moving forward with this project, I have made some changes. In fact, I made a decision to move forward with this. So maybe I will fail. Who knows? I will learn from this failure regardless. I do know one thing for sure. If I don't ever move forward with this, I will regret not doing so. And I don't want life to pass me by without doing this. And it's funny what happens when you make a decision. It takes your belief level up, doors start opening, and each time one door opens, your belief level goes up again. And since making that decision to just let's go for it and see what happens, no strings attached, I have garnered interest of potential partners, my belief level went up, and another door opens to the venue that marks off so many things for me. In my eyes, it's like the perfect venue. The belief level again went up and another door opened. Now, it's too early to tell how this project will develop, but don't worry, I will keep you in the loop. I just wanted to share with you how belief has sneaked up in my life so you can start thinking about your life and how the lack of belief has played a role in your life, or where is it present and how that differs, that aspect of your life or those areas in your life differs from the areas of your life where belief is non-existent or where belief is absent. So I hope that helped you think about it. Now let's get on to a tip. So I'm calling this the Reina tip of the week. And this is a tip to make your belief stronger. I learned this tip from Marie Forleo again in that same book, Everything is Figureoutable. So thanks, Marie. Now the tip goes like this. If you have the belief that you are not good with money, for example, instead shift it to, I am not good with money yet. This puts you a step forward, declaring to yourself that you are open to changing your belief. Do you see how that sounds? Because think about it. I am not good with money. Let's compare. Versus, I am not good with money yet. Do you see the difference? That second one really opens your mind and the possibilities of improving how you manage your money. Some examples that where a lack of belief can exist is it could be something like, I can't seem to get out of debt. Instead, you can say, I can't seem to get out of debt yet. Or, I am not a good saver. Instead of believing that, I am not a good saver yet. So you notice you're shifting your belief, you're improving it a notch. And another example is, I'm not confident with my finances. You can change that belief to, I am not confident about my finances yet. So I want you to take 5 minutes today. If you're driving, maybe do a little later, but really schedule 5 minutes to write down some of your most frequent thoughts that show a lack of belief where you can't do something, where you don't feel good about something, where you can't seem to achieve something, and write them down. And once you write these down, add yet to the end of the sentence and see how that feels for you. Now, bonus points, if you take one item from the list and write a few things that you can do to improve your belief in that one area you wrote. For example, if one thing you wrote was, I am not a good saver yet, what are 1 to 3 things that you can do to become a better saver? So, I am not a good saver yet is opening up the opportunities to become a better saver. So, what are 1 to 3 things that you can become a better saver? So today we discussed what I realized was completely absent in my life, which ended up being that lack of belief. And we also learned about the cycle of what I just called making things happen, because that I didn't have any more creative ways to call it, which is goes like this. You have belief, which leads to a thought, which leads to a feeling, which that feeling leads to a behavior, which then leads to a result. And we also learned a killer tip to implement today to help you grow the belief. Now, today's Reina of the Week is Christina. And Christina recently shared that she was officially offered an amazing new job opportunity and has amazing pay, benefits, perks. And she's scared, but she's excited. And she knows that the new income will certainly help reach her money goals. And why that is a win for her, because I have worked with her personally, is that for a very long time, she's been a freelancer. So her income goes up and down, up and down. And even with that and that limited income, she has been able to achieve so many goals. So I'm so excited for you, Christina, to see what this stable job and stable income does for you. Because I know if you were able to achieve so much with what you were doing before, the sky is the limit now. So congratulations. So you heard me mention a little earlier, so I'm going to retract, about my live podcast event and how a lack of belief has prevented me from doing this, from carrying this out. So I wanted to give you an inside scoop, because you're probably wondering, while I listen to this podcast, if you're having a live podcast event, I want to be there. So this will be happening in this year in 2020. That will happen in the fall, think of around Hispanic Heritage Month, and it will be happening in Washington, D.C. Now, my vision for this event that no one knows but you is not in other and partners of the event, of course. My vision with this event that I'm sharing with you, and not many other people know besides those that are partnering up with me, is that with the event, I don't want to do just an interview or a panel during the event in front of the audience, which is typical for a podcast live event. But in addition to that, I want to create an experience to help you become the reina of the money. So it's going to be fun with some dancing included. If you want to stay in the loop, you can sign up for the waitlist at jenhemphill.com/live. Event. And I will have that in today's show notes. I'm sharing this with you not only for accountability, but I am growing in my own belief that I am capable of this project. And I want to grow my belief like I want you to grow your own belief this year. Next week on the podcast, we will be talking about another factor affecting your belief, and that is your money stories. So stay tuned to that. That is it. Eso es todo. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the show. You can check out today's show notes at jenhemphill.com/199 to refer to everything you need from the show. Remember this, you can be the reign of your money starting now. You don't have to wait. The choice is yours. You've got this. Tú puedes. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. I will talk to you next Thursday. Ciao. I love it. You are still here. Chances are you are loving the podcast. So I've got a really cool option for you. Join us on the Himalaya app, where you can not only subscribe, but join the Cafecito Lounge. In the Cafecito Lounge, I help you take your weekly experience on the podcast a level deeper by providing you a space to chat, ask questions, take action, and go deeper on your own financial journey for only $7.99 a month. For more details, go to himalaya.com/dinero, that's with a capital D, and I will see you in the Cafecito Lounge, only available on Himalaya.